Nolte, report says woke Disney faces dismal box office future. By John Nolte on December 21, 2022. The sicko child groomers at Walt Disney face a dismal box office future, says one Wall Street reporter writing at The Street. In 2019, the year before the pandemic, Disney brought in an incredible $11 billion in box office revenue. This year, the first year after the pandemic, Disney brought in just $4 billion. Naturally, this so-called reporter blames the pandemic, even though the boffo success of Spider-Man, No Way Home and Top Gun, Maverick proves that a lie. Those two titles prove the China flu will not scare anyone, including older people, away from theaters. If you make a movie people want to see, people will come and see it. Disney's problem is not the pandemic. Disney's problem is that Disney's content sucks. Disney's problem is that parents no longer trust a company that sneaks around behind their backs, sexualizing small children with transsexual propaganda, homosexuality, and drag queens. Disney's problem is that it has gone woke, which has killed the Star Wars, Toy Story, and Pirates film franchises. Pirates because the fascists at Disney condemned the now exonerated Johnny Depp without a trial. Disney's other problem is that it has already dry-humped most of its animated titles to death. Two versions of Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, Pinocchio, Dumbo, and on and on and on. The days when the whole world loved and trusted Disney are over. This is what it used to be like before Disney embraced child grooming. The company essentially had $7 or $8 billion box office films each year. The makeup might vary a little, but the Mouse House could release three Marvel movies, two Pixar films, one live-action remake of a classic animation film, and a Star Wars movie. Add in a wild card, like a movie based on a Disney World ride. Jungle Cruise or Pirates of the Caribbean are good examples, and you had a predictable formula. Only now, those three Marvel movies will be minus any real stars. And instead of inspiring us, they will talk down to us about social issues. Additionally, there will be condescending diversity box checking, including homosexuality, which makes most people uncomfortable, even if they don't want to admit it. Only now, those two Pixar films will try to insinuate themselves between parent and child to teach them about alternate sexual lifestyles. Only now, that Jungle Cruise or Pirates movies will do all of the above. Bob Iger has destroyed Disney. The only smart move Iger has made in the last 5 or 6 years was retiring in time so his replacement, Bob Chapek, would get blamed for all of Iger's mistakes, allowing Iger to return a hero. Well, Disney might be able to fool the idiots who cover entertainment in the media, but smart money sees right through the Iger charade. When Iger assumed office on November 23rd, the stock price was $98.88 per share. Now it's $87.02. Exactly 1 year ago, when the pandemic was much worse than it is now, Disney's stock was selling for $153.63. Today it's $87.02. So please do explain to me how you blame that on the pandemic. This cannot be repeated enough. Top Gun and Spider-Man proved that if you make movies people want to see, people will come and see them, proving you can no longer blame the pandemic. Disney is making bad movies, partisan movies, and movies that seek to steal the innocence of children. Disney has become a full-throated grooming organization no better than a guy in a van carrying candy and a camera. Disney is evil, and the people aren't buying. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.